We go back the repeats. Once I was asked to pray for a certain soul. I decided at once to make a novena to the merciful Lord, to which I added the mortification, namely that I would wear chains on both legs throughout Holy Mass. I had been doing this already for 3 days when I went to confession and told my spiritual director that I had undertaken this mortification, presuming permission to do so. I had thought he would not object, but I heard the contrary, that is, that I should do nothing without permission. Oh my Jesus, so it was willfulness again. But my faults do not discourage me. I know very well that I'm misery. Because of the condition of my health, I didn't receive this permission. And my spiritual director was surprised that I had been allowing myself greater mortifications without his permission. I asked pardon for my self-willfulness, or rather for having presumed permission. And I asked him to change this mortification for another one. My spiritual director replaced it with an interior mortification, namely, throughout Holy Mass, I was to meditate on why the Lord Jesus had submitted to being baptized. The meditation was no mortification for me, for thinking about God is the delight and not the mortification. But there was a mortification of the will in that I was not doing what I like or what I was told to do. And it is in this way the interior mortification consists against all your will. That's a mortification. Easy thing, but hard for you because you prefer something serious, and that's light. When I felt I left the confessional, I started to recite my penance. I heard these words: I have granted the grace you asked for on behalf of that soul, but not because of the mortification you chose for yourself. Rather, it was because of your act of complete obedience to my representative that I grant this grace, so that soul for whom you interceded and begged mercy, know that when you mortified your own self-will, then mine reigns within you. That's why it's always important to do the will of God. That's pleasing to the Lord. Not doing something great according to our judgment, a small thing, but His will. Oh my Jesus, be patient with me. I will be more careful in the future. I will be light, not upon myself, but upon your grace and your very great goodness to miserable me. On one occasion, Jesus gave me to know that when I pray for intentions which people wants to entrust to me, He is always ready to grant His graces. But souls do not always want to accept them. My heart overflows with great mercy for souls, and especially for poor sinners. If only they could understand that I am the best of fathers to them, and that it is for them that the blood and water flowed from my heart as from a font overflowing with mercy. For them I dwell in the tabernacle as King of Mercy. I decide to bestow my graces upon souls, but they do not want to accept them. You at least come to me as often as possible and take these graces they do not want to accept. In this way, you will consult my heart, so that grace is given. If nobody take it, you could take it. No. Whenever it's giving, it's giving. So if nobody take, ask Faustina, come and take this grace. Oh, how indifferent to so much goodness, to so many proofs of love. My heart drinks only of the ingratitude and forgetfulness of souls living in the world. Ingratitude and forgetfulness. Forget. Even when you pray for something intention, after 2 minutes you forgot what you're asking about. But Jesus took in his heart, he forgot. As if you didn't do anything, but Jesus listened. They have time for everything, but they have no time to come to me for graces. We have time for so many things and no time to come to get grace. Well, poor, poor sinner. We are just so forgetful. But only serious time and we come very often to the tabernacle. Otherwise, forget everything. Oh. So I turn to you, word of Jesus. So I turn to you, you chosen souls. Will you also fail to understand the love of my love, of my heart? Here too, my heart finds disappointment. I do not find complete surrender to my love. Even to Faustina, the complete surrender. So many reservations, so much distress, so much caution. To comfort me, let me tell you that there are souls living in the world who love me dearly. I dwell in their hearts with delight, but they are few. In common, too, there are souls that fill my heart with joy. They bear my features, therefore the Heavenly Father looks upon them with special pleasure. They will be a marvel to angels and men. Their number is very small. They are a defense for the world before the justice of Heavenly Father, and a means of obtaining mercy for the world. Just a few. If really the Lord listened, the love and sacrifice of these souls sustain the world in existence. Not too many, but they are the people who sustain the world. Still, we exist because there are people, good heart, full of grace. The infidelity of a soul, especially chosen by me, wounds my heart most painfully. Such infidelities are sought that peace my heart. Special chosen souls. Jesus chose us and we didn't do as much as we can. January 29th, 1935. This Tuesday morning during meditation I had an interior vision of the Holy Father, St. Mass. After the Paternoster, the Our Father, he talked to Jesus about that matter which Jesus had ordered me to tell him. Although I had not spoken to the Holy Father personally, this matter was taken care of by someone else. Oh, this Holy Father is the Pope. In his vision, see the Pope saying Mass, and then Jesus talking to him. I thought it's God the Father. Holy Father, he said Holy Father. But this is the Pope. At this moment, however, I knew by interior knowledge that the Holy Father was considering this matter, which will soon come to pass in accordance with the desires of Jesus. before the 8-day retreat, I went to my spiritual director and asked him for certain modifications for the time of the retreat. Always modification. Ask for. However, I did not receive permission for everything I asked for. Perhaps for something only. I received permission for 1 hour of meditation on the Passion of the Lord and for a certain humiliation. But I was a little dissatisfied at not receiving permission for everything I had asked. When we returned home, I dropped into the chapel for a moment, and then I heard this voice in my soul. There is more merit to 1 hour of meditation on my sorrowful passion than there is to a whole year of flagellation that draws blood. The contemplation of my painful wounds is of great profit to you, and it brings me great joy. I am surprised that you still have not completely renounced your self-will, but I rejoice exceedingly that this change will be accomplished during the retreat. So Jesus is telling them, why are you still stubborn? Always to do some more modification. That same day, when I was in church waiting for confession, I saw the same rays issuing from the monstrance and spreading throughout the church. This lasted all through the service. After the benediction, the rays shone out to both sides and returned again to the monstrance. Their appearance was bright and transparent, like crystal. I asked Jesus that he deign to light the fire of his love in all souls that were cold. Beneath these rays, a heart will grow warm, even if it were like a block of ice. Even if it were hard as a rock, it will crumble into dust. The two rays, the red ray and the white. It soothes your heart. February 4th, 1935, Vilnius, 8-day retreat. Jesus, King of Mercy, again the time has come when I am alone with you. Therefore, beg you, by all the love with which your heart burns, to destroy completely within me my self-love, and on the other hand, to enkindle in my heart the fire of your purest love. In the evening, after conference, I heard these words: I am with you. During this retreat, I will strengthen you in peace and in courage so that your strength will not fail in carrying out my designs. Therefore, you will cancel out your will absolutely in the retreat, and instead, my complete will shall be accomplished in you. Know that it will cost you much, so write these words on a clean sheet of paper. From today on, my own will does not exist. And then cross out the page, and on the other side, write these words: from today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always and in everything. Be afraid of nothing. Love will give you strength and make the realization of this easy. So the first, from today on, my own will does not exist. All the 8-day retreat, nothing of herself. The next page, from today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always, and in everything. It's good for us. Although you don't have paper, write it down in your mind. From today on, my own will does not exist. Only the will of God. And from today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always, and in everything. Everywhere, always, in everything. In the fundamental meditation about the goal, that is, of choosing love, the soul must love. It has need of loving. The soul must divert the stream of its love, the Lord, into the mud or into a vacuum, but into God. How I rejoice when I reflect on this, for I feel clearly that He Himself is in my heart. Just Jesus alone. I love creatures insofar as they help me to become united with God. I love all people because I see the image of God in them. You see that the page, you know, she crossed. From today on, my own will does not exist. Just one page. And then another page. From today on, I do the will of God everywhere, always, and in everything. This is one page, another page. Within this, February 8, 1935, particular interior practice, that is, examination of conscience, self-denial, denial of my own will, the denial of my reason, subjecting it to the reason of those who represent God to me here on earth, to the superior. The denial of my will, doing the will of God, which is revealed in the will of those who represent God to me, and which is contained in the rule of our order. So for the sisters, they have the rules, and they have their superiors, so you can make this and then do what to us to do. The denial of my judgment, accepting immediately and without reflection, analysis of reasoning all orders given by those who represent God to me. Don't ask why. Why? Many times you might ask your boss, why? Why these stupid things to do? You are smarter. Why? Why now and not? Why? The denial of my tongue, I will not give it the least bit of freedom. But in one case only, I will give it complete freedom. That is, in proclaiming the glory of God. Whenever I receive Holy Communion, I will ask Jesus to fortify and cleanse my tongue, that I may not endure my labor with it. That is why I have the greatest respect for the rule which speaks about silence. Silence is gold. When we speak already something dirty. My Jesus, I trust that you, your grace, will help me to carry out these resolutions. Although the above points are contained in the vows of obedience, I want to practice these things in a special way, because this is the essence of the religious life. Merciful Jesus, I beg you fervently to enlighten my mind so that I may come to know you better, you who are the infinite being, and that I may get to know myself better, who am nothingness itself. Concerning holy confession, we should derive two kinds of profit from holy confession. First, we come to confession to be healed. Second, we come to be educated. Like a small child, our soul has constant need of education, to be healed and to be educated. Oh my Jesus, I understand these words to their very depths, and I note from my own experience that on its own strength, the soul will not go far. It will exert itself greatly and will do nothing for the glory of God. It will err continually because of my mind is darkened and does not know how to discern its own affairs. I shall pay special attention to two things. Firstly, I will choose in making my confession that which humiliates me most, even if it be a trifle. But sometimes that costs me much, and for that reason I will tell it. Secondly, I will practice contrition, not only during confession, but during every self-examination, and I will arouse within myself an act of perfect contrition, especially when I am going to bed. One more word. A soul which sincerely wants to advance in perfection must observe strictly the advice given by the spiritual director. There is as much holiness as there is dependence. So disobedience, this denial of your pride. Just listen to follow, not typical rule, because of rules. Just yourself, abandon yourself, only to do the will of God through the rules, through the teaching of the confessors. And that's all. Clearly, neatly, and okay.